Welcome to another episode of the Daily Liturgy Podcast. This podcast is produced by Coram Deo Church in Omaha, Nebraska, for the benefit of Christians everywhere. If you like it, please share it with others. You can find credits and source information in the episode notes. As we begin today's meditation, let's quiet our hearts and minds before the Lord. O Lord, God of my salvation, every day I call upon you. In the morning my prayer comes before you. Incline your ear to my cry, for my soul is full of troubles and my strength fails. Renew me each morning with your steadfast love, that I may rejoice and be glad all my days. Prayer of Confession. Lord Jesus, if I say I have no sin, I deceive myself and the truth is not in me. So I humbly confess my sins today. The idols of my heart are many. I have bowed down to false gods and looked to them to provide what only you can provide. Forgive me, free me. Deepen my sorrow for the wrong I have done and the good that I have left undone. My comfort is found in knowing that you are full of compassion, slow to anger, and abounding in grace. I trust boldly in Christ my Redeemer. Amen. The Word of the Lord from the Old Testament. Lamentations 3, verses 49 through 66. My eyes will flow without ceasing, without respite, until the Lord from heaven looks down and sees. My eyes cause me grief at the fate of all the daughters of my city. I've been hunted like a bird by those who are my enemies without cause. They flung me alive into the pit and cast stones on me. Water closed over my head. I said, I'm lost. I called on your name, O Lord, from the depths of the pit. You heard my plea. Do not close your ear to my cry for help. You came near when I called on you. You said, do not fear. You have taken up my cause, O Lord. You have redeemed my life. You have seen the wrong done to me, O Lord. Judge my cause. You have seen all their vengeance, all their plots against me. You have heard their taunts, O Lord, all their plots against me. The lips and thoughts of my assailants are against me all the day long. Behold, they're sitting and they're rising. I am the object of their taunts. You will repay them, O Lord, according to the work of their hands. You will give them dullness of heart. Your curse will be on them. You will pursue them in anger and destroy them from under your heavens, O Lord. And now we pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The Word of the Lord from the New Testament, Romans 8, verses 6 through 17. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law, indeed it cannot. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to Him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through the Spirit who dwells in you. So then, brothers, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the Spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with Him, in order that we may also be glorified with Him. A prayer of adoration. Holy Spirit, I adore You. Thank You for dwelling in me and for confirming in me my adoption as a child of God. Thank You for the way You give life to my mortal body through Your indwelling presence and transforming power. The Word of the Lord from Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my complaint. Preserve my life from dread of the enemy. Hide me from the secret plots of the wicked, from the throng of evildoers who whet their tongues like swords, who aim bitter words like arrows, shooting from ambush at the blameless, shooting at him suddenly and without fear. They hold fast to their evil purpose. They talk of laying snares secretly, thinking, who can see them? They search out injustice, saying, we have accomplished a diligent search. For the inward mind and heart of a man are deep, but God shoots His arrow at them. They are wounded suddenly. They are brought to ruin with their own tongues turned against them. All who see them will wag their heads. Then all mankind fears. They tell what God has brought about and ponder what He has done. Let the righteous one rejoice in the Lord and take refuge in Him. Let all the upright in heart exult. O Lord, This psalm expresses the fears of David as he is hounded by his enemies. But it also points forward to the suffering of Jesus in the days before his death. Help me set aside my haste and my distractions to be present to the suffering of my Savior. He was surrounded by the hidden plots of the wicked and the throng of evildoers. They held fast their secret purpose to attack him without warning. They aimed their arrows at him, and he endured it all for the sake of reconciling us to himself. If I experience injustice or suffering today, help me remember that Jesus himself suffers with me and for me. Make me more mindful of Jesus today. Let me ponder what he has done and deepen my gratitude for his obedience. Amen. And now, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and always, until the day of Christ's return. We'll see you again tomorrow for another episode of the Daily Liturgy Podcast.